Hi friends, I am Summer Green and welcome to the Noonday Prayer Podcast. You are listening to episode 21 featuring Psalm 9. It is my joy to create a small space in your day where you can take a deep breath, listen for God's voice, and realign your heart as we pray together in community using the Book of Common Prayer. So how about we start out today's episode with some honesty? I have struggled this week to get my writing off the ground and this podcast written, along with some other really good things that I do every week. I've been brain dead and apathetic. I could blame it on the current pandemic, but that seems too cheap and easy. And really, why do I need to delve into all the reasons that my feelings, my apathy, might be justified? I can see that that will only take me into a deeper hole of self. I felt it in my faith too, but know that my relationship with God will have seasons of great energy and some of great silence. This is how God has worked throughout history, my history too. So instead of lethargically sitting in the aseidia, I'm choosing to name it and battle it with a constant repeat of prayer and Psalm 9, knowing that the answer is a closer, deeper relationship with Jesus. Shall we pray together? O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Psalm 9, 1, 2, 9, and 10. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart. I will tell of all your wondrous deeds. I will be glad and exalt in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. The Lord is a stronghold for the oppressed, a stronghold in times of trouble. And those who know your name put their trust in you. For you, O Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Isaiah 26:3 and 30:15. O God, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are fixed on you, for in returning and rest we shall be saved. In quietness and trust shall be our strength. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Please join me in saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, hear our prayer, and let our cry come to you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, send your Holy Spirit into our hearts to direct and rule us according to your will, to comfort us in all our affliction, to defend us from all error, and to lead us into all truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us offer intercessions together in silence. Thank you. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. At the beginning of the podcast, I talked about being dry and apathetic. These are symptoms of a spiritual state called aseia, or the noonday devil. The phenomenon of losing energy and excitement midway through something and yet not being far enough into it to enjoy the fruits of your labor. You can see it played out in a midlife crisis or midway through a remodel or a big project, or perhaps midway through a pandemic. Friends, I know this is where many of us are at today. Procrastination plays a part here too. As Father Mike Schmidt explains, procrastination comes not from not doing anything, but it comes from I want to do everything except for the one thing I'm supposed to be doing. Can you relate? Maybe today is a good day to scale back to the basics. Put down your phone and mine, step away from social media, Netflix and chill, and the news, and let go of all the good ideas you've come up with and the hustle that you're right there in the middle of. And ask yourself, at the very foundation of who I am, what is it that I'm called to do? As people who are made in the image of God, we have at our core a desperate need for connection with God. St. Augustine said, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." Connection with God starts with prayer and listening, meditating on the scriptures, and in worshiping Him. By beginning right there, right at the basics, you will be fighting off the temptation to go to any other source for comfort and distraction. It's not easy. You have to be in it. You have to fight. But you know what? These times will pass. The grayness will lift. Don't run away from it, but instead, fight through it with love. Sitting on the lap of our Heavenly Father, comforted by His sovereignty, His compassion, His words of wisdom, and His unending love for you. Snuggle in, my friend. May our restless hearts lead us closer and closer to God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the perfect sources of love. Thanks for listening to episode 21 of the Noonday Prayer Podcast. I'm Summer, and you can find me at summer-green.com or on Instagram at hi_I'm_summer. I'd love to connect with you and hear how God is using this prayer time in your life. Peace of Christ to you, dear friends. Fight on with love.